this year marks our fourth Thanksgiving living with COVID-19. But the picture is very different from just a few years ago. So how should we think about COVID precautions during these upcoming holidays? Here's NPR's Will Stone.
Scouring stores for tests, eating turkey outside, hypervigilance around a stray cough. Many of us have our tales of early pandemic Thanksgivings. Dr. Helen Chu says for most Americans now, including herself, COVID doesn't need to loom over their holidays.
We will be gathering with friends, and we're all up to date on our vaccines, so we're approaching it like a normal holiday.
Chu, who's at UW Medicine in Seattle, says, of course, normal still comes with some caveats. First, don't show up if you have any symptoms. And second, think about who you'll be with.
I have the luxury of being in a space where we don't have a lot of exposure to high-risk people.
More than 16,000 people are being hospitalized with COVID in the U.S. each week. Dr. Emily Landon at UChicago Medicine says the patients she sees in the hospital tend to be highly immunocompromised. They have multiple underlying health conditions. They're older.
That 75, 80-year-olds are definitely at much higher risk than younger individuals. But that doesn't mean it's a death sentence at all.
Thanks to early treatment and vaccines, Landon thinks about how to strike the right balance in her own life. After all, she has an autoimmune condition and takes medication that suppresses her immune system. Plus, her mother is 80 and undergoing cancer treatment.
We're definitely being careful, but, you know, we're still going out. I went to the opera this week. I wore a mask during the performance. Didn't stop me from going and didn't stop my mom from going either.
Her take is that most Americans can afford to get together for the holidays without many precautions, like testing or wearing masks at the table. Instead, she says, try to focus on cutting down your risk ahead of time. Wear a well-fitting N95 or K95 mask while traveling and in crowded indoor areas. Justin Lessler is an epidemiologist at UNC Gillings School of Global Public Health. He says cases are starting to pick up in much of the country and will probably peak next month or in January.
It's going to be a persistent threat with some variation, just like we see with flu.
So what's he doing differently? Well, in years past, Lessler says he'd take a rapid test before Thanksgiving, maybe wear a mask, even if he was going to be around other people like him, who are basically healthy and middle-aged.
Now I probably would, partially because I have the reformulated vaccine, but also because I think the risk to those folks is a lot less now.
But if he knew there was a relative there in their 80s,
I would almost certainly take a test before I went.
Rapid testing is tricky. The tests do still work with the Omicron variants, but it's clear they're not great at picking up an infection if you don't have symptoms. Even if they're far from foolproof, Dr. Daniel Griffin at Columbia University sees them as valuable.
I know there's hesitancy because my wife was suggesting this morning, oh, you know, we should all test before we spend Thanksgiving with your parents. I'm like, oh, man, because then if I'm positive, I don't get to go. And then I'm like, and give it to my parents. And okay, yeah, it makes sense to me.
He says another simple way to make things safer is just turn on the fans or open windows. Then there's the vaccine. Despite federal recommendations, only about 15% of adults have opted for the updated shot. Griffin says, yes, that does give a boost for 3 to 4 months. But he says, assuming you got that first series of shots, three for most people,
it's not as though after a few months goes by that you're naked and unprotected. You have a durable 90% reduction in your risk of ending up in the hospital or not surviving that infection.
Griffin is well aware that COVID is still dangerous for some. He sees those patients. But he also stresses that because of this built-up immunity plus treatments, many Americans should be able to enjoy time with family without COVID on their minds. Will Stone, NPR News.